Mobility Nation parks its cars. Census data suggests that the growth of the suburbs in the U.S. may be taking a pause while the cities are picking up the slack. Urbs and exurbs on this Friday, April 6th, is the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good Friday morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste. How was your trip in from the suburbs?
It was fine.
Very good. It's traffic is really awful at 4 in the morning.
At 4 in the morning,
yeah.
It's
really terrible. Good morning, everyone. Americans these days may be looking for a hood where everything is walking distance, like the movie theater. We're going to look at this weekend's movie releases and look back at the week. As mentioned, for the first time in decades, cities are growing faster than their surrounding suburbs. Why are you living where you're living? Do you want to move but feel like you can't? Here's what Carmen says. I'm from small town Indiana. We moved to Ann Arbor, Michigan because my husband got into graduate school here. I love this city. I never want to leave. It's also close enough that family can visit, but far enough that we have our privacy and our own lives. That's congratulations, nice. Carmen. Yeah. Call us and tell us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and let's go right to the headlines.
So we get a new look at economic measures in about 2.5 hours. The Labor Department will issue its employment report for March. Conventional wisdom among many economists is that the report will say more than 200,000 jobs were added last month. They're also expecting the unemployment rate to stay steady at 8.3%. That's what the rate has been for the past 2 months. One other statistic this morning that suggests the economy is recovering: the number of Americans who filed for initial unemployment benefits fell last week to its lowest point in 4 years.
Not exactly brotherly love, but it was quite a photo op. Republicans sharing a stage with President Obama. House Minority Leader Eric Cantor was there yesterday when the president signed a jobs bill into law. Both men spoke at the ceremony, the president and Eric Cantor. You'll hear the president first, then Cantor.
The true engine of job creation in this country is the private sector, not the government. Our job is to help our companies grow and hire.
This bill tries to make it a little easier for the small businessmen and women who want to seek investors, who want to build their business and to hire more people.
The new law was designed to help businesses raise capital. It was one of those rare pieces of legislation that was supported by both the White House and House Republicans.
A U.S. Marine sergeant could be drummed out of the Corps for criticizing President Obama on Facebook. A Marine board issued its recommendation last night. Lawyers for Sergeant Gary Stein had argued Stein was within his First Amendment rights to criticize the president. One alleged infraction included a poster for the movie Jackass with the president's face on it. Marines say Stein had altered it online.
Commander-in-chief, Marine should think about it a little bit. Overseas this morning, Russia says it's not happy about the 25-year prison sentence that's been handed to convicted arms smuggler Victor Boot here in the U.S. The foreign ministry in Moscow this morning called the sentence baseless and biased. Boot was convicted of conspiring to sell weapons to anti-American guerrillas in Colombia. He stood trial in New York, and 25 years was the shortest sentence he could have received.
The long, long journey of a Japanese freighter ship came to an end late Thursday in the Gulf of Alaska. The ship's been drifting aimlessly since that devastating tsunami in Japan more than a year ago, and people were beginning to worry about how it might affect other shipping and the west coast of the U.S. Yesterday, the Coast Guard fouled some high-explosive ammunition at the ship and sank it.
Let's check market activity this morning, what there is of it. Markets in the U.S. are closed today for the observance of the Good Friday holiday. Asia and Europe both mixed this morning. Coming up next, though, for the first time in decades, American cities are growing faster than their surrounding suburbs. The census shows that anyway. We want to know why. Are you living where you are living because you need to, because you're trapped there? Do you want to move but feel like you can't? We'd love to hear your story of why you're where you are in this country. My husband and I love where we live in Colorado, posts Faith. However, with climate change and the knowledge that water is becoming scarcer, I question the long-term viability of staying here. Lauren wrote, I move around as much as possible. As a single woman with no children, now is the time to explore new places. I'm in Atlanta now, but I want to end up in Chicago once I'm making enough money to live in the Lincoln Park area. Sounds like Lauren needs a roommate. That's a lot of fun there. Tell us what you think. Post to our Facebook page or call us directly at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Stay with us. We're going to talk about all that in just a minute.
Thank you. You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.